Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Save big on everything when you shop at Menards. Upgrade your kitchen today with Clearview Cabinetry. We offer a great selection of finishes made with the finest materials and built to withstand life's sticky messes. They provide features like soft closed doors and drawers and with cabinet accessories to match your unique style. View our selection of Clearview Cabinetry on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and find plenty of great deals happening this week.
Save big money at
Burt Show.
So if you're on social media and you're creating on social media, so I'm not exactly sure how many of you guys this is going to apply to, but the algorithm changes so much and the content changes so much, you don't know what is going to get you banned and what is not going to get you banned. Amber here, our producer, did you get banned or got a warning?
Both, actually, because the bannings don't always last. It sounds banned, it sounds forever, but sometimes it's like, oh, for 7 days, you can't do this, you know?
It's like the principal telling you this goes on your permanent record when you're in the first grade, and then you realize, hey, wait a second, there is no permanent record.
Well, I will tell you this, each banning technically is a warning, because it did tell me if I have the same problems that they could eventually suspend my entire account. So we're talking about TikTok today, and I've got like over 80,000 followers there, and I enjoy doing live platforms. And my favorite live back in the day was Periscope, so when that left, I had to figure it out, and TikTok became the next best thing. So I got banned for several things. I'm going to give you guys some things that I could have been banned for, and things I was actually banned for, and I want you guys to guess which one I was actually banned for.
Okay.
All right.
And again, for those that don't know, your account is about what?
My TikTok account, Amber Smiles Jones, it is just literally just for fun. I enjoy making funny little bits, challenges, lip syncs, all kinds of stuff. I'm not in a box. I do whatever I want.
So this is not the paranormal stuff?
No, that's okay. A separate TikTok.
All right.
Yeah. All right. So here's one here. I got banned for overuse of the word moist.
Oh.
TikTok determined the audience had suffered enough. Was I banned for that or not?
You can't get banned for that.
I'm going to say no ban.
I'm going to say you got banned because people love to report people for things that they're passionate about. And for some reason, people hate the word moist.
So wait, if somebody just reports
moist? If somebody just reports moist?
It's like a 1920s paperboy.
If somebody reports that you've been using the word moist too much, they can actually shut you down just because one person doesn't like the word moist?
They give you the option to report something, and you have options of what you can choose from, and they'll just make it up. Harassment. They'll just...
Oh my God.
Because TikTok is kind of, I feel like it's ran by algorithms or something, they don't always work when you appeal them either, which is kind of a pain.
Okay, just as a sidebar here, I think you did just stumble on one of those tongue twisters.
I did.
Yeah, try it 5 times.
Report moist?
Uh-huh.
Oh man.
Try 5 times. Okay. It's like saying toy boat. You can't do it.
Yeah,
five
toy
times.
Boat. Toy boat. No, yeah.
Right?
It's hard. All right. Report moist.
How about Sunset City, huh?
Yeah. The stroke on one side of your face there, but okay.
All right, I say no ban. Abby says ban. What do you say?
I say no ban.
All right, so this was a fake one. Okay. I wasn't banned for this one. All right, here's another one. I was coloring in a coloring book, and they banned me for sharing copyright content.
That I'll say yeah to.
That sounds pretty accurate. Yeah. I'll go, you got banned.
I'm going to say no ban.
I wasn't banned.
Okay.
That actually never happened.
Literally.
But I'm starting to think I probably could.
Yeah.
All right. I was banned once for eating a sandwich, and they claimed it was pornography.
I'm going to say no ban.
I'm going to say you got a little freaky eating the sandwich. And I'm going to say they thought it was like a little food POR in situation.
Little
so,
food
yeah.
Corn.
Yeah. I'm going to say this one's just bizarre enough to be true. I'm going to go true on this.
I got banned for eating a sandwich. And the thing is, I wasn't eating it in a sexy way. I was literally making it, discussing what I wanted to, you know, just eating it. That was it. Nothing happened.
So you made a sandwich.
Ate it. And then got banned for pornography.
Boy, that's how you know you're sexy. You're just making a sandwich and somebody's like, oh my God, that is too sexy.
It's like, what'd that mouth do? Get you banned.
Not a bad problem to have, man.
All right, and our next one is, I tried to hold a seance to talk to my dead cat.
I've no ban. No.
It does sound like something you would do, though. So I feel like it has to be real.
This does sound legit.
All right. It's not a ban that I actually didn't do it, but I actually might. I like the idea. I want to talk to Samantha. All right. I roasted someone bullying someone else and got banned for harassment.
Yes.
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 I didn't do that, but it is possible.
Okay.
Trick one. Trick one. All right. Now, this one is interesting here. I was talking. I was taking off a sweatshirt and my boob popped out and I was banned for nudity.
How does a... Oh, if it pulls the shirt up with it when you're taking it off. I'm going to say no.
I'm still trying to figure out the logistics of that. So I feel like it's fake. No.
I'll say no.
If you have large boobies, you understand this feeling. It didn't get me banned, but this did happen on a video that I made, which is the reason why I got 80,000 followers. I had to put like a black bar over my boob.
Really? Yeah.
It was a challenge where you pulled to take off your t-shirt with your leg. I mean, your hoodie with your leg, and it did not work very well for me.
I remember that trend.
Last one. I shared a story about when I was bullied as a child and I got banned for harassment.
You shared a story about yourself, mm-hmm. about how you were bullied.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say yes to this, but I'm just doing math on it because you've had a whole list and you've only been banned once. So I'm going to say yes.
And that does scream to me like if the bully is feeling guilty about their behavior, I can see them like, I'm going to say yes.
I'm going to say yes. Clean sweep.
This actually did happen. And yes, I was banned for sharing a bullying story. They said it was harassment.
Yeah, you just don't know, man. You just don't know anymore. All right.
The Burt Show.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Bettering your business takes working with the best. With the James Hardy Alliance, you gain access to leads, training, networking, and support from the number one brand of siding in North America. Achieve new levels of success by joining the James Hardy Alliance today.